It has never happened before. A woman is about to become leader of one of the four main Christian churches in Ireland. Not the first woman to head a church in Ireland. The Religious Society of Friends, better known as the Quakers, told us they've had several women already in their most senior position. But still, a significant day for women and Christians in particular in this country. When in Belfast, later on, the Methodist Church will hold a news conference at which the main speaker will be the incoming president of the Methodist Church, Heather Morris, who'll outline her plans for her leadership of her church. The 48-year-old will hold the role for the next 12 months. And our Northern editor, Tommy Gorman, profiles Heather Morris, the woman who's about to make history.
Belfast Grosvenor Hall is one of the centres associated with the 53,000 or so members of the Methodist community in Ireland. More numerous north of the border, the Methodists are the fourth largest of the country's Christian denominations. Next month, one of their Belfast-based ministers will shatter a glass ceiling. When 48-year-old Reverend Dr. Heather Morris takes over the one-year president of the Methodist Church in Ireland role, she will become the first female church leader, north or south.
Yes, I'm a woman, and yes, there are big issues and big challenges that the church is facing, and I want to use the opportunity and the responsibility of this year well, and worrying about not doing that sometimes wakes me up at night.
Heather has two sons, one aged 20, the other 16. Her Dublin-born husband Neil is an accountant. They both attended secondary school in Wesley College, Ballinteer. Heather went on to study at Trinity, but soon into her working life as a speech therapist, she opted for a career change.
My granddad was a Methodist minister, spent most of his life in Nigeria, and my father is also a Methodist minister, so grew up in Methodism. But for me, coming to faith was a gradual process, a sort of owning this family history for myself. My father's from a village called Drimaleague in West Cork, and his father and family before him. So our family holidays when we were young were always spent around Drimaleague, and so those links do run deep. We still have family in Killarney and in West Cork in Bandon. And then my husband's family are from Dublin, so Sligo originally and then Dublin. So his sister and brother and their families are in Dublin still. So we would be down a lot and love that.
For several years, Heather Morris has been on the staff of Belfast's Edgehill Theological College, the training institution for ministry in the Methodist Church. The college is giving her the space to work full time in the new job she takes on for a year beginning next month. She has had 12 months to prepare for the challenge.
I mean, I think as Christians, we have things to say into the issues of our day, the same-sex relationships, the abortion issue, assisted suicide, economics even, because we're all living in the light of economic reality. And part of Christian responsibility is to think biblically and theologically about those things and be able to speak into them. So I hope I am drawn into those things, actually. And my hope and prayer is that any input will be helpful and will be upbuilding. And the other bit of it is that if we're speaking, we've got to act. So we cannot speak about, for me, I do not want to speak about, say, for the reality of people who are attracted to people of their own sex and do that from a distance. Actually, I want to be able to talk with my friends who are gay and say, well, what is your experience? And let's try and understand your story. And here's what I believe. And yeah, there are challenges here and tensions, but let's work on this together. Because there's pain in all of these things and there's human experience in all these things. So let's not just speak from the sidelines, but actually get involved in each other's lives so that we can really understand, yeah, and really work towards truth in it together.
And that's Heather Morris, who'll be taking over as president of the Methodist Church next month. That profile was by Tommy Gorman. 10 to 9.